Catherine Wenger Ward says this doesn't smell at all right. Sends a signal that this is all wrong. You help Uncle Sam, you make some money. You don't help Uncle Sam, well, you don't get money. It is weird, and it is more than a bit coincidental to me, but you're the expert, Catherine. What do you think?
You know, I absolutely agree that there's this kind of creepy feeling about the thing, right? And it's quite right that we should always worry when we see big business and big government getting cozy. Now, I would say this is a great argument for shrinking the size of government. If government can't dangle $10 billion contracts, or I guess in this case, Verizon would stand to gain about $1 billion, it's a lot less incentive to cooperate when things start to get constitutionally dubious.
You know, Catherine, in your fine city of Washington, I always hear that optics is the buzzword. How does it look? Does it look good? Does it look bad? Now, I'm no optics editor, but I would say, you know, months after the revelations about Verizon, it getting dibs on a $10 billion contract, not good optics.
You know, I actually think the terrible optics on this are the only thing that gives me hope, because here's the way I see it. You should always favor an explanation of incompetence over an explanation of conspiracy. And in this case,
touche. That's actually very good.
It's very, very likely that the NSA and the Department of the Interior have no idea what each other are doing. So, yes, it looks bad. Yes, we should always be nervous about business, big government. But in this case, frankly, maybe it's just bad optics, and that's all there is to it.
All right. Well, if ignorance is the defense, I guess I'll run with it. But I do want to pick your brain on these latest revelations out of the NSA that has the ability to get in on 75% of the internet traffic, not just the heads on some email, all the email. Its capabilities are far greater and more powerful than were earlier thought. And that, once again, raises an issue. These guys can do anything the hell they want.
That's the trajectory of this story, unfortunately. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And I think, you know, what we're seeing with the NSA is, you know, they actually do have very, very impressive capacities. And every single time we hear another piece of information like this, what we're being asked to do is trust us. We're being asked by the government to believe that they won't misuse these powers. They won't misuse these capabilities. They're only looking for terrorists, so don't worry. I personally don't feel comfortable trusting the NSA with even 75% of my email traffic, and I suspect that most Americans don't either.
I don't know, Catherine. Maybe you're too young to remember this, but I'm an old fart. I always remember the Twilight Zone episode where the aliens came down and they helped cure cancer and they helped all the human beings with all their ills and travails. And it turned out that they were just offering a way to get a rocket ship to get the humans off the planet to serve man. It was a cookbook. They were going to make us ingredients in their soup, and we didn't realize until Rod Serling was saying picture, if you will. But I digress. Catherine, that's my literary insert on this tragedy. Catherine Wenger Ward, it's always great having you. Next time we'll do Rod Serling impressions. All right, in the meantime, poor Catherine is going, why did I stay late for this?